KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports, Patrick Reed was able to conquer a pair of outstanding competitors before he donned a green jacket early Sunday evening. The 27-year-old Texan and Augusta University product closed with a 1-under-par 71 to win his first major championship, holding off Ricky Fowler by one stroke at the Masters. Reed pulled ahead of Jordan Spieth with an 8-foot birdie on the 14th hole. He stayed in front with a par-saving putt on 17 and then closed out the tournament with a 2-putt for par on the final hole for a 15-under total. Reed entered the final round with a 3-shot lead before losing it while Spieth and Fowler made charges. Spieth began the day 9 shots behind before turning in an 8-under-par 64 in one of the greatest final rounds in Masters history. But a disappointing bogey at the last hole gave Reed just enough of a cushion. Fowler made quite a run at his first major title as well. He made 6 birdies over the final 11 holes, closed with a 67 to finish 1 stroke back in the finals. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, David Peralta hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer off of Dominic Leone in the 8th inning. A.J. Pollock went deep later in the inning, and Arizona defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 Sunday in a game marred by a benches-clearing incident in the 2nd inning. Arizona opened the season with 3 straight series wins for the first time, and its 7-2 start matched the franchise best, accomplished 4 previous times. Arizona manager Torey Lovullo was ejected by plate umpire Tim Timmons in the 2nd inning. Lovullo was arguing a 3rd strike call on Pollock and got into a shouting match with St. Louis catcher Yadi Molina during the argument with Timmons. Molina appeared to lunge at Lovullo and tried to push his way through the umpires as players ran onto the field. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny stepped between Molina and Lovullo. With 3 losses in the last 5 games, St. Louis drops to 4-5 on the year. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 5-0, Miami topping Philadelphia 6-3, Chicago over Milwaukee 3-0, Atlanta beat Colorado 4-0, Dodgers over San Francisco in 10 innings 2-1, Mets beat Washington in 12 innings 6-5. In the American League, the Indians earned a 3-1 win over the Royals on a 2-run walk-off homer by Yan Gomes in the bottom of the 9th inning. The game-time temperature was just 32 degrees. That was the lowest in the 25-year history of Progressive Field. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Tampa Bay 8-7. Baltimore down the New York Yankees in 12 innings, 8-7. Detroit edging Chicago 1-0. Toronto defeating Texas 7-4. The Angels 6-1 over Oakland. Seattle at Minnesota was postponed yesterday. One interleague game, it was Houston beating San Diego by a final of 4-1. In other baseball news, Reds third baseman Eugenio Suarez broke his right thumb after getting hit by a pitch during Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. Suarez winced after a pitch from Jameson Taillon caught him on the right hand leading off the 4th inning. Suarez was tended to by trainers before taking first base and then was replaced in the bottom of the inning by Cliff Pennington. Suarez entered the game as Cincinnati's RBI leader. Also around the league, Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts left Boston's game with the Rays in the 7th inning after injuring his left ankle while sliding into the Tampa Bay dugout. Bogaerts was covering third base and was chasing an errant throw by J.D. Martinez that took him over toward the dugout. Indians right fielder Lonnie Chisenhall is expected to be sidelined for 4 to 6 weeks after straining his right calf. That's an injury similar to the one that caused him to miss nearly 2 months last season. The Brewers have placed outfielder Christian Yelich on the 10-day disabled list with a right oblique injury, and they recalled reliever Taylor Williams from AAA Colorado Springs. Yelich went on the DL retroactive to Thursday, a day after he was hurt during a 6-0 loss to the St. Louis Cardinals. In college baseball, some snow coming down yesterday, but Iowa's Grant Judkins line an RBI double down the left field line, helping the Iowa Hawkeyes beat Ohio State 2-1 and claim the rubber game of that 3-game series.
It's been tough, but we're ready for warm weather, but we got to be ready for everything. So we knew this weekend was going to be cold, so we had to be prepared for that.
That is Judkins. The Hawkeyes claim their 2nd straight series win to move to 5-3 in the Big Ten. Here's Coach Rick Heller.
It was a really big series, and today's game, you know, every pitch mattered, every single one of them. And on a day when the offense, you know, wasn't clicking really for either team, I mean, largely in part because of the pitching, you know, for us to find a way to get a win for down the road, this was a big one.
Iowa continues to play well in Big Ten play. Well, the Drake softball team completed a 3-game sweep of Southern Illinois in Missouri Valley Conference play, posting a 2-1 victory. That was Drake's 14th straight win.
You know, this all started, this winning streak that we got, started when we were two runs down in the seventh inning in Oklahoma City against Pacific in the bottom of the seventh, and we managed to come back and win that game. And since then, even when we've been down, which hasn't been a whole lot, everybody remains calm and know that we got chances to get it done.
That's Drake coach Rich Calvert. The Bulldogs improved to 11-0 in Missouri Valley Conference action. They're now scheduled to play at South Dakota State next on Wednesday. In NBA play on Sunday, it was Atlanta over Boston, 112-106. Indiana beat Charlotte, 123-117. Philadelphia downing Dallas, 109-97. Memphis beat Detroit, 130-117. Utah topping the L.A. Lakers, 112-97. Toronto, a 112-101 winner over Orlando. Golden State beat Phoenix, 117-100. The final regular season game of the National Hockey League season was played yesterday. It was Florida beating Boston, 4-2. That is the end of the regular NHL season. They'll start the playoffs later on this week. In racing, Kyle Busch picked up his third NASCAR Career Cup win at Texas Motor Speedway and gave Joe Gibbs Racing its first victory of the season, holding off Kevin Harvick at the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. Busch stayed ahead of Harvick the final 24 laps following the final restart. Busch led 116 of the 334 laps, earning his 44th career victory. Busch continues a strong start to a season in which he had finished second three times and third once in the first six races before he took the checkered flag at Fort Worth yesterday. Jamie McMurray was third, followed by Eric Jones and Ryan Blaney. An Olympic bronze medalist, Sam Kendricks, will return to defend his Drake Relays title in the pole vaults. It'll be an early outdoor test for Kendricks, who is coming off a world championship last season.
You know, when we talked to Sam about it, he is thrilled to start his outdoor season, what he calls home soil. You know, he's a member of the military, medaled in the last four world championships, tremendous athlete. But when he says home soil, he certainly means American soil, but in a way he also means Des Moines.
That's Drake Relays director Blake Bolden, who says that Kendricks has become a local favorite.
He's just become a stalwart and a regular here, not only in the stadium on Friday night, but he'll be headlining the vault at Cap Square on Wednesday night as well.
The Drake Relays are coming up later this month. Cross your fingers. Hopefully the weather gets a little nicer. That's coming up on April 25th and through the 28th in Des Moines. That is a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.